5 minutes after 6 o'clock. The grease man here, Marvin Hagler, won that fight last night. Yep, he knocked out John Mugabe in the 11th round. So that was action and excitement. The fists were flying and the sweat was splattering. The grease here, I got a little color on my cheeks yesterday. Took off my shirt, walked down the street boldly. A lot of people staring at me, not only for the grotesque of a development, but I was wearing my David Lee Roth pants, too, so my tochas was getting the various glance. I can't wait for summertime. Get that Speedo on, head to the beach. Take those long walks with that sweet thigh. Yeah, we're going to tear up Ocean City this year, buddy. Watch out. Just watch out. So glad I can enjoy life now that Estelle is gone. Estelle! You can even ruin the beach, Estelle. I remember one time we took a long walk. It wasn't exactly Ocean City. We were in the more deserted sands of Dewey Beach. And I saw this brown bottle lying there. And I said, look at that. Some pig has thrown a bottle in the surf here. I mean, you can't even have a nice beach. And I picked that thing up to throw it in the garbage can, and I rubbed it when I picked it up accidentally, and sure enough, it's like a vapor started coming out of the bottle. And I looked at Estelle, she looked at me, and I dropped the bottle. I stepped back from it, and sure enough, the vapor started taking shape, and like a genie appeared. A genie! And I thought, oh my God! I backed up, and he just smiled. He said,
don't be afraid. Today is your lucky day. I give you one wish. You may wish for anything in the world.
I thought, Estelle, my God. She said, this is real. I don't believe. Pinch me. I said, it's real, Estelle. It's real. She said, well, we can wish for $1 million. Just think of it. We're rich. We are rich. Mr. Genie said, I said, wait a minute, Estelle. Can I talk to you for a second? She said, what? You don't want to wish for $1 million? What do you want? We can get anything you want with $1 million. I said, Estelle. I think he said I could wish for anything. I'll be honest with you, Estelle. I'd kind of like to augment the hydraulics a little bit. She said, what? Are you nuts? We could wish for $1 million. Dear, you always wanted the big yacht. You can have it. You always wanted to live in the Foxhole Road area. We can do it with $1 million. I said, yeah, but Estelle, if I had, just say, 12 inches, think of the fun. I mean, after all, you'd be on the receiving end of that thing, and then I could probably get jobs in the movies or something. And you know, we could earn $1 million. She said, well, what do you want to do that for? Then you'd have to work. And I tell you what, you're not touching me if you touch some of them days. I'll tell you that. I said, Estelle. She said, no, we're going for the money. The genie said,
have you made up your mind?
I said, just a second. Don't nudge me. Estelle, this is a chance of a lifetime. You know what every man dreams of? There are 1 million millionaires, Estelle. There's probably 2 million millionaires. And there's nothing distinct about them. A person can make himself a millionaire. We don't need a genie for that. But Estelle, this is the only way I'm going to get the big 12. The only way, Estelle. Don't you see? I got the talent. I'll earn the money. She said, no. I want the money now. Ridiculous thing I ever heard of. The guy gets one wish, he wants 12. Estelle, 12 inches. Just think a minute. The genie said,
please, I must have your decision.
Estelle said, we're not talking about it anymore. It's typical that you would think of something like that. It's typical that you would. Always thinking of yourself. Always thinking of your own pleasure. When $1 million was, we can both have our pleasure. Well, the answer is N-O. She said, Mr. Genie, sir, I'd like $1 million. And poof. There was an attaché case with $1 million right there in the sand. And the rest is history. As you know, I did buy the boat. As you know, I do have the big house on Foxhole Road. My money market funds keep me more than comfortable. The genie smiled when we asked for the money. He said,
everybody asks for $1 million.
I said, oh, you do this every now and then? Like you just appear and people ask?
Yes. As a matter of fact, all the time I've been doing it, Only one person has not asked for $1 million.
I said, all right. Who's that?
Well, if memory serves me correct, his name was John Holmes.
The man needs a check up from the neck up. He is K-R-A-Z-I, crazy. The Grease Man on DC 101.
Boy, to a big day.